Yes, come ride your bike and dance the night away on Friday, June 7th at 8 p.m. as we celebrate Prince's birthday with a mobile bicycle dance party. Roll around Portland with Diablo as we rock Pedalpalooza, dropping the Prince jams all night long, stopping to dance along the way. Again, that's Prince's birthday celebration on Friday, June 7th at 8 p.m., beginning at his mural on 42nd and Prescott. More information can be found on the KBOO website under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland. Coming up next, you have Black Book Talk with your hosts, Patricia Welch, Obie Hill, and Emma Jackson. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Dark Side Cinema, open every night and featuring independent, foreign, and art house films. The Dark Side is located at 215 Southwest 4th Street between Madison and Jefferson Avenues in Corvallis, Oregon. More information and showtimes are available online at darksidecinema.com.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the
good morning and welcome to the June edition of Black Book Talk. I am Patricia Welch, Librarian Emeritus.
And Emma Jackson Ford, Bookwoman. Good morning.
Along with Obie Hill with Let's Read, Walk, and Talk, Mirror Image Books.
And we want to welcome Linnell Jackson of the Central Library, who's our guest this morning. Linnell, thank you for joining us on Black Book Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, and ladies... Great. Okay, we are also joined by LaFoster Williams, who is at the North Portland Library, and both LaFoster and Linnell are reference and outreach and programming specialists, and we've invited them here today because, of course, we all know the library has books and everything all the time, but we want to make sure that everybody knows, because we're excited about this, that the library is offering all kinds of wonderful programming, all kinds of other resources. It's going to be a hot summer in Multnomah County Library, and these two folks can tell us about it. So welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Linnell, one of the reasons why I really want you to be here, we all did, is that the library did some unique first-time programming for the African-American community this year. You did a special program for Pride Month. And even though the program had passed, we'd like you to tell us about this program. And then if there are any resources that are still available to the public, let us know about those too.
Sure. Well, providing free access and information to all and reflecting and serving a diverse community are among the many priorities and goals of Multnomah County Library. And we really work hard to establish community connections and to inspire change and provide opportunities to the Black community. And with that goal in mind, we created the Black Queer Pride Celebration. And it was a program that was about 4 hours long. It featured a panel discussion of what it meant to be Black and queer in Portland, and it was followed by a celebration. There was a lot of community connection, and a lot of the talk was of feelings of isolation, feelings of having programs or certain things created for people of color, but then having them taken over and not feeling welcomed within those spaces. So it was a really interesting program. Some of the services that we provide at the library include, these are ongoing programs, adult literacy tutoring, computer basics, tech help, and Android basics. This year, starting on the 14th, I believe. We're going to be having the summer reading kickoff, and that is a program that happens every single year. It lasts the entire summer. It's for kids to still stay engaged reading, and we have little game boards that they can win prizes on, but we also have an adult summer reading program as well. At Central Library, we're going to have the upcoming programs we're going to have is from Maxville to Vanport. That's going to be happening at North Portland Sunday, June 23rd, from 3 to 4:10, and it will be happening at Central from on Sunday, June 30th, from 3 to 4:10 as well. So we have a lot of things coming up.
What about the adult reading program? What is it? How is it structured?
The adult reading program is something that happens, I believe, every 2 weeks. And it happens here in the Central Library. So it's for people who are studying for GED, people who are struggling to read and want to learn how to read a little better. We have volunteers. We also have people who can book time with people, with staff and volunteer to learn. So that's something that is an ongoing program.
So it's not one of those programs where you get a T-shirt for reading so many books during the summer and you win a trip to Great Wolf Lodge if you read the most.
No, actually, the program has actually changed. So there's a few prizes, a few grand prizes that some individuals couldn't win.
Now, are you saying for children or adults? We want to be real clear about this. But now there used to be a summer reading for adults program where an adult got, I don't know, something. Are you saying adults are no longer benefiting from their good reading habits?
No, actually, the Read for Life adult summer reading is happening this year too. So starting June 14th, you can pick up a Read for Life game card at any Multnomah County Library. It's free, and you complete any horizontal, vertical, or diagonal line to be eligible to enter the prize. And the prize is, I think that it's a craft card here.
Hello, Lanelle?
Hello, can you hear?
Yeah, it was a little click. Go on.
Oh, yes. So it's one entry per person. The game is for adult readers. And you can pick up any game card at any Multnomah County Library.
But tell me, here lately there had been a lot of fanfare dealing with the anniversary of Vanport, and you say you're going to have a program from Maxville to Vanport. Tell us a little about
this program.
Also
want to say, we know that LaFoster, you're there, and North Portland is one of the sites, so please chime in. We don't want the full weight of this to be on Linnell.
Oh, no, but she covered pretty much the things I was going to cover as well in terms of summer reading. But I could talk about from Maxville to Vanport, because we're going to have that here on Sunday, June 23rd, like she mentioned, from 3 to 4:10. And so basically it's going to be a multi-media concert of songs and videos from Portland jazz composers. So we're going to have a violinist. We're going to have just a diverse group of people who come in and perform. So it should be a great event.
Music at the library.
Oh, yes. So there's actually going to be the Juneteenth Words Along the Way at North Portland, 3 to 4:30, June 16th. And on Saturday, June 22nd, we will be at Good in the Hood. And we'll be giving out books, answering questions, giving readers advisory. And Saturday, June 29th, Aaron Nigel Smith will be at North Portland. He's a musician and an educator that teaches chorus and drumming in Oregon and Washington. He's collaborated with Ziggy Marley on a children's reggae album, Be It for Bob. And he was a cast member on the TV show Between the Lions.
Well, I'm really excited. Of course, everybody knows I used to work at North Portland, so I'm really excited about that. Just hearing, one, it's good to know you're going to be out in the community, but good to know that programs like Juneteenth are continuing. And there's something called the great ladies of jazz, homage to Nina, Aretha, Ella, Roberta, Miriam, and more. La Foster, that's taking place in July. Anything you can tell us about that?
Well, it's just a program that I found because I worked at the Rockwood Library and I hosted a jazz program about local musicians from Portland, and it was a hit. So I wanted to bring a similar program to North Portland because people like jazz in Portland. So I booked a program, and it's going to be focused on all the women pioneers and their contributions to jazz and how they made jazz spread. So it's focused only on women, which is great, so we can empower our women in the community. So it's going to be a good event. We're going to have snacks and food, and we're going to just have people come in and talk about what they've seen after the event, like a panel discussion.
And we thank you, all the ladies.
Well, going back to the From Maxfield to Vanport, what about that Sunday, June 20th at the Central Library? What's happening there?
No, it's June 30th, I think.
I mean, June 30th.
Yeah, it's the same program. If you can't make it to the one at North Portland on the 23rd, again, Sunday, June 30th from 3 to 4:10 at Central Library in the Collins Gallery.
Okay. Oh, so just to repeat.
Yes, it's a repeat.
Okay.
Yeah, the presenter is the Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble, and it's featuring vocalist Marilyn Keller. And it tells the story of two little-known Oregon towns and the diverse residents that made them unique. So it's featuring music by Ezra Weiss and text by Renee Mitchell and video by Camilla Abiono. And it's created in the community-guided process.
Let's back up again. Did you mention Good in the Hood?
Oh, yes.
Okay, where is that going to be held at?
It's going to be at King School. At King's Elementary School.
Is that kind of going full circle? Didn't it start at the King School?
Yes, it did.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, the programs are wonderful, but I'm curious about something. For folks maybe who can't make the programs, will you still have materials available, you know, if people want to come in and say, read more about Vanport, and I just want to emphasize not just reading, because I know that there are DVDs, you know, I know that there are digital books and other materials, but if folks want to come in and do a little more research and learn more, will people be available to help them with that?
Oh, yes. So at the library, we are, La Foster and I, and Eliana, who's present as well, here with me right now.
Oh, hi, Eliana. Silent member, okay.
We're Black Cultural Library advocates, and our team's goals are to increase the community's awareness of services, programs, materials, and we can assist them with such things as building resumes. We can make one-on-one appointments. We have digital resources like lynda.com. We have magazines online, books online, music, movies, and recently we added blackpast.org onto our database. We have genealogy assistance, we have house history assistance. So anything that anyone needs help with, we really strive hard to work hard to help them. And that is one of the priorities of Multnomah County Library as well for all of our patrons. But as Black cultural library advocates, our target audience is the Black community. And there are other KSAs as well, other members.
Excuse me, what is the KSA for folks who do not work for the county?
Oh, I'm sorry. A KSA is someone who has the knowledge, the skills, and the ability to work with certain populations. So we have people who have knowledge of the Hispanic community, people with knowledge of the Chinese community, people who have knowledge of the Somalian community. We have various people who work within our organization that can help people. And one of the main goals of Multnomah County Library is to remove barriers. We don't want any type of barriers. So if someone has issues with using the library, please call us. We really want to help you. If you need assistance of any kind, give us a call. We can, if we can't personally do it, we can hook you up with some resources as well, with other community members.
You said that people could get assistance with house history. Did I hear correctly? What's house history?
House history is the history of the home that they're living in, the history of the neighborhood that they're living in. Recently, we've had a lot of people move to Portland, and they want to know about the neighborhood. They want to know about the history of Oregon. They want to know about the history of the house that they're living in, like who owned it before. Elle could chime in on that as well.
Hello. a lot of people have recently come in to ask, you know, questions about how the neighborhoods have been cut up and gentrified or redlined, especially folks who are moving into the historic neighborhoods of Albina and, you know, all of the properties that are being built on Williams and in North and Northeast Portland. So a lot of people are just trying to figure out, you know, who actually was here before I was. And, you know, some people are wondering whether or not they had relatives or family here, or, you know, folks who might have been pushed out and are now in East County, and just trying to link up and see, you know, where their people are at.
Mm-hmm. Now there's three of you there. The last person who came in, what do you specialize in? No, you were the middle person. I'm talking about the last. The lady who came in last.
Eliana.
Yeah, so I'm Eliana. I am a Black Cultural Library advocate, and I also am a part of a couple different resource groups for employees at the county. So I do kind of an amalgamation of helping the Black queer community, especially since I identify as a transgender person of color, so I tend to do a lot of that work. So this is my big month here.
So if I wanted to use the services, I come into the desk at the library and just tell them I'd like the history of my house, and I give them my address.
Yes, you could do that. You could call into us. You could actually come into Central Library on the third floor in Literature and History. That's where the most resources are. We have some of the old phone books. We have the Polk Directory, Sanborn maps. We have some pictures of some historic houses as well. We can tell you what your old address was before it was changed in the 1930s as well.
And if I wanted to use services to find out about genealogy, which building?
You can come into any library and get help from any reference person. And the most resources you're going to find, once again, is Central. But you can call in as well. We have people who call in. We have individuals that write us. And we can help you with that. We can help you get started on genealogy.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I think it's important to know that a lot of people, for various reasons, can't get into the library, or maybe they need to know something very quickly. Normally they could, but yes, just, you know, emphasizing, you can pick up your phone, you can get on your computer, you don't have to physically be in the library, and the information that you need, if it's available in digital format, it can be sent to you. But there's something else that I wanted to go back to. When you were saying there were telephone books, in addition to people wanting to know the history of their home, there are a lot of programs now where people who have been displaced are eligible to come back and get preferential treatment in new housing. And in many cases, people have to prove that they did indeed leave in the community. So I think that the library is really offering an incredible service by helping people to prove that, yes, I did live on this street at this time, and I want to come back to my home community, and that I should be at the top of the list. So people who are considering that, you want to keep that in mind, too. And I have one other question. What is Black Path?
Oh, blackpath.org is a website. It's a free website that gives you history of just Black history in this country and beyond. So in this country, in Africa, and other countries, it provides a wealth of materials that someone can use to do research, or just to find out any type of information that you're looking for regarding Black people. So there is a lot of information about Oregon as well on that website. So it's about the Black experience, and it's a 6,000-page reference center, and it's dedicated to providing information to the general public on African-American history and the history of more than 1 billion people of African ancestry around the world.
Okay, now, you know, you library people and our listeners are book people. Normally we have, or frequently, no, normally, we have authors on and we're talking about books. So before you three leave, you got to tell us, give us some recommendations. What are you reading this summer? It doesn't have to be tied into the programming that you've described. It's just, you know, if you wanted to suggest one or two must reads for people this summer, what would they be? And I hope that at least one of you will have something of no redeeming social or literary value, but a whole lot of fun. But that's up to you. Tell us something that we should be reading, each of you.
Okay, I guess I'll start. Right now, I'm reading a book called Genesis Begins Again by Alicia D. Williams. It's actually a children's book, but it's very interesting. Anyone can read it. It's about a 13-year-old girl who has very dark skin and is suffering from colorism and internalized racism, as well as dealing with issues, family issues, such as her father is a gambling addict and has a drinking problem, which causes her family to get put out of their places frequently. But it's a book about self-discovery and self-love. So I'm really enjoying this book right now. I highly recommend it for everyone. Okay, and another book, this one is for children that I really like. It was called Black Lives Matter. It's a picture book for kids. And what's really interesting about that book is that it has pictures that show the emotions of Black children and why Black lives matter so much. And it's for children by Chandra M. Quarles.
And could you give us the author's name on the first book, too, Genesis Begins Again? Who's that written by?
That is written by Alicia D. Williams.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll go next. The book that I recently read called My Sister, the Serial Killer by Oyinkan Brathwaite, I really hope I said that properly, was a really fun read. If you enjoy Black comedy or dark humor, this is probably the book for you. It talks about a Nigerian family whose father was abusive and wealthy, and he died of quote-unquote mysterious causes. And this starts a really odd relationship for the younger sibling who somehow ends up murdering all of her boyfriends. And it's just a very interesting look at Nigerian life, relationships between families, and what's it really mean to be a bad person. Another book that I would recommend, or at least I'm going to give you two more. I'm going to give you a graphic novel called Bingo Love by T. Franklin. This is a really, really cute graphic novel. It's a teen book by T. Franklin, just to say that again, about a lesbian couple who grew up in the 60s, and they meet at a bingo game, and then they're separated because old tradition says that it should be traditionally a man and a woman together, and then they reconnect later on. And it's just a really sweet story talking about what it is to be a family, what it means to fall in love and, you know, just be yourself and, you know, trials and tribulations. This is a very, very cute story.
Okay.
And then one more, a poetry Yay. Book.
One more.
A poetry book called Black Queer Ho.
As H-O?
Black Queer Ho.
Okay, I'm just checking on the spell and the hoe. Okay, not H-O-E, just H-O.
H-O-E.
Oh, H-O-E, okay. Okay.
Brittany Black Capri Rose. This is a very fun poetry book. It talks about sexuality. It's funny. It talks about what it is to be a big Black queer woman. And it's just an overall great read, especially during Pride Month when people are trying to get their voices out and heard and hype up what it is to be, you know, gay.
Well, I sort of recognize Ho Ho Ho, but I think about Santa Claus.
I don't think we talk about Santa Claus. I just thought it was just H-O, but see, this is the thing about this show. You learn something new every day. Okay, LaFosta, you got to come on in now.
All right. So the book I'm currently reading is called Infinite Hope. It's by a black man named Anthony Graves. So the title is How Wrongful Conviction, Solitary Confinement, and 12 Years on Death Row Failed to Kill My Soul. So it's basically about a black man when he was 27 years old. He was in Texas, and a murder occurred like several miles away from his home. But somebody at the scene said that Anthony was there, and he got convicted for killing a family, and he got sentenced to death row. And it's a long story. He was on death row for 12 years, but he was in prison for like 17 years fighting to be exonerated. And he got missed two execution dates, so he's fighting with people from all around the world to help him with his case. So I think it's a powerful book because it shows resilience. It shows the power of a black man being affected by, you know, a racist system, and he overcame it. And he has a foundation, the Anthony Graves Foundation, where he goes around the country and talks to people on death row and try to help them fight their case so they can be exonerated. So it's a really great book, Infinite Hope, Anthony Graves.
Great.
Another book I'm currently rereading is The Coldest Winter Ever, because it's my favorite book. It's a novel by Sister Soldier, and it follows a young black girl. It's set in Brooklyn, New York. Her mother was a teenage mother. Her dad was a drug kingpin. So it follows her journey of, you know, becoming a black woman and her trials and tribulations. So I think it's a great book as well.
That is a black classic. Okay, we're coming to the end of the program. We want to thank you all. And I just want to say something personally. I know that the library has worked hard to address the needs of the African-American community. For a while, it seemed like everybody else was getting attention but us. And all of you are a part of it. And as somebody who's been there a while, I just want to say every time I come into a location and I see any of you, I am so proud. You make me so proud. You all are doing a wonderful job. And I encourage the community to come out and meet these young people, take advantage of all the information, but also all the community love that they are showing. You always make my day. You've made my day by coming and joining us. I thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I add one more thing, Ms. Patricia? Can I say that listeners can stay informed about events and programs by visiting Multnomah County Library's website, and please come in and talk to us. Really, we're here to help.
And they do. Okay. Before we leave, we need to acknowledge some things. I don't know, OB, do you want to do it? But we want to talk about some things that have happened currently in our community that we all need to be aware of.
Well, we just had an excellent series of programs on Vanport. This is the 70th anniversary of that flood on Memorial Day. And so other things are happening around, too. Why don't you chime in there with that?
Well, I think one thing that has happened, and we can celebrate the life, though we're not celebrating the event. We all want to acknowledge that Senator Jackie Winters died recently, and that she has been just such a leader in our community, such a gift to our community. This week's Scanner has a big front page story on her, and we encourage you all to read it. That is our loss. So also, I noticed in the Scanner this week, it mentioned that Cam Williams, who has had he's done film reviews like every week in the Scanner, and also some literary reviews. He unfortunately died on May 30th. Let's see, there's some good news though. We mentioned a book called The Well-Read Black Girl a few months ago. The editor really, Glory Edim, E-D-I-M, will be in town soon. Unfortunately, I don't have a date in front of me, but I believe she'll be at PAL, so like keep a lookout on this.
And let me say, is one of the most inspiring books I've read for quite a while in terms of an anthology with women authors.
Thank you. Excellent. Well, I think we've hit the end of the road. So this is Patricia Welch, Librarian Emeritus, saying good reading to you this month. This is also Black Music Month. Keep that in mind.